no.
Yeah.
Oh no. I thought for sure Jenny would be watching football or something.
He thought
Oh
it'd be
yeah, there's a
cool.
game on tonight. I actually
I
forgot.
know.
What game is tonight?
Raiders and Chargers.
Dude, the Cardinals, I was looking up an article today. The Cardinals did it freaking again. I was reading about it because someone told me, I don't remember who, but I was like, this is nuts. How do we keep doing this?
Which
When
Cardinals?
the
St. Louis
Cardinals, St.
or
Louis, we won 17 games again. We had like, it's nuts, dude. It's like the second time in a row we've done something crazy like that.
Huh?
Not
I think it's
in a row. Not in a row. We've done it twice. We've done it twice in the last
well,
like
yeah,
3 years.
no. Our win streak, I believe, is the best one in Cardinals history, and it'd be like the one from like, I don't know, the 60s or something.
Yeah, but it's crazy though. It
So
looks like
yeah, the best thing about the Cardinals is that from a statistical standpoint, they always do things that doesn't make sense. Like they are the team that when you look at it in the beginning of the season or even halfway through, and you're like, okay, they're not bad, but they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They always do something crazy weird.
Cardinals? You're talking about the Cardinals still, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it is nuts.
Like I know when they won the World Series, I think it was like in 06 or something like that, they had not exactly like 17 wins in a row, but they had something where I forget how many games back, but it was one of those situations where it was like a month left and they were like a 1% chance to win the division. And then so they had to obviously like win a bunch of games, and then the team that was leading the division had to lose a bunch of games. But it happened.
Yeah,
And
I believe.
everything.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah, I mean that's what happened this year. They
Dude.
only had a in August they had a 1% chance of making the
Yeah,
playoffs.
exactly. And they just do something crazy.
I believe in Cardinals. I have no
By
idea.
the way,
I believe in
I
Cardinals.
yesterday I had like $1.80 in
Bank account.
my yeah, I was like, Mary, we gotta do something. Gotta at least double this bad boy. No, so I had a dollar eighty in
Buddha!
yeah, Buddha, baby. No, I had a dollar eighty in my DraftKings account. And so it was like 10 minutes before the game start. And so I made a lineup and I entered it in like 18 different contests for 10 cents each.
Oh
And
man.
I won 96 bucks.
Wait, hold
What?
on. Stop.
Yeah.
Hold on. Slow down.
Yeah,
Slow
I
down.
was,
Can
dude,
you?
I
Hold on.
was
Hold on. Hold
freaking
on.
out.
Can you say
I
that again? Johnny, if you, what if you put 180 in there? What
I
would you
know.
do?
Oh, dude, I know. I was telling Mary this. I was like, well, it's funny. I had like 20 bucks left over in FanDuel, and I only got back 9 bucks yesterday. But I was like, if I would have put like 20 bucks, in the DraftKings with this
Wait.
lineup, I would have won, like $1,000.
So
So. Please.
say that again. So say that again. So you had like a dollar
I had a
eighty.
dollar 80 and I made a lineup and I went into a bunch of contests for like 10 cents. And a lot of these contests you can only enter in once. So I put in I
See,
put it
I
in
did.
like 18 times for 10 cents in like
Yeah.
different entries. Yeah. So it says I won 36.50 in three tickets. And the three tickets are $50 amount total
What
of
are these
tickets.
things? Like what kind of, I didn't know you could make 10 cent gambles.
Dude, you can do all kinds of cent gambles. Yeah, here we go. I'm the spokesperson for DraftKings now. But no, I would say
You're
like,
on DraftKings.
yeah, no, they every week they have all kinds of different things you can bet with. So you could do like there's some free bets that everybody is going to get in, but they also have, if you want to put in 10 cents, 25 cents, 50 cents, a dollar. And it's a 1 week fantasy football like roster. So I like to do like the most common ones are the Sunday afternoon games. So you won't have like Sunday night football and you won't have Monday night or Thursday night. Those will be their own like separate entries. But for those like the first 6 hours of Sunday, you can pick players and you have to keep it under like a certain limit. Like each player is worth a X amount of dollars. And so you have like a total amount that you can spend on the players and you try to create a really good lineup. And so like let me see. Let me see my I can find my roster real quick. Oh yeah, it was great too. Not only like did I win 96 bucks, I won like first place in like 12 of them. And it's why I got,
Wow.
yeah,
So
it was
was it
insane. So
does it take all those bets and you if you win all of them, then it's like the odds were nuts for you to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. No, well, so there's like it matters on what you're going for. Yeah, so there are, so like I entered in some of them, I entered tournaments where, you know, like the top 20 out of like 5,000 will get money. I also entered some where it was, hey, winner takes all. And so I was able to win some of those. So my lineup yesterday was, I had Patrick Mahomes and he threw for 5 touchdowns, and I had Tyreek Hill and he caught 3 of those. I had David Montgomery and who was really good. I had Corey Davis from the Jets, who, by the way, I mean, I know Steven's not a big sports guy. And also, RIP Steven, your team got wrecked by the Jets yesterday.
Wrecked by the Jets.
Yeah. No, but
the team's the Titans.
Yeah, they lost to the 0-3 Jets, and the Jets kind of suck, but yeah. Jets kind of came alive yesterday.
Yeah. Anyways. Man,
Hold on. So is DraftKings only fantasy football?
Kind of. It's not like, Bovada. Do you use Bovada, like betting games?
Sports betting's legal here in Colorado.
Okay. So Bovada is a I've used Bovada before, and it's like an online thing where you can like, hey, I just want to pick, you know, maybe I think the Ravens will beat the Colts, something like that.
Yeah. So I use FanDuel.
FanDuel's the same. Yep. So DraftKings and FanDuel, they're just like rival companies. It's like Coke and Pepsi.
Coke.
Interesting.
Pepsi. I know. It's Coke. It's Coke all the way. Sorry. This is a very much a Coke broadcast. So.
Yeah,
you ding.
No, but I mean, I love. Yeah, I mean, it is so fun. Like,
I just want everything in life people to bet on. Like, everything in life.
Ooh,
people
so you can. This is a good discussion. Because
like
this
what?
Is,
like what?
Yeah, you can, Steven. I sent it to you. Like you could place wagers on, like, people were like, will Joe Biden win the presidency? And you could have placed wagers. Like, you could even place wagers on like, will a certain stock hit a certain amount at a certain time of the year?
Yeah, dude, but they have League of Legends betting. I mean,
okay, but when I say everything,
let's be real.
I'm talking like, I want to be able to bet on like celebrities' fame or bet on like.
But how do you like measure? What do you mean, like fame? So like hey, I think Bruce Willis will become pretty big, like,
or like Justin will get 180 million followers.
So it could come into like some kind of like metrics, like listen to's on Spotify or whatever, like download
listen to's.
Hey, Steven, you win $10,000. Bruce Willis
Steven, I got what you're saying.
I know, Steven. Sorry.
You bet, like. I bet $100,000 in 2012 you're doing this, that Taylor Swift's going to be the number one artist. Like, you invest in celebrities while they're young.
Yeah. Or not even, yeah, it could be that. And it could even just be like, hey, Kanye's about to drop an album. I'll bet $50 that it's going to be a flop. And if it is a flop, I get like $1,000. But if it isn't.
What's a flop?
Like,
exactly. There's a lot
like,
here.
I bet it's going to get less than like a million downloads or something, which would be crazy.
Over under. Dude, yeah, over under. Like Magic Johnson gets AIDS. Can we bet on that?
This is what happens. No. This way.
I don't think you're actually allowed to bet on like that kind of stuff in general. Like the idea of someone getting something bad. You can get insurance on like anything you want, but I don't think you can actually gamble. I think that is actually against the law.
Yeah. And really? I'm thinking of it, there'd be
because so like, you could give them AIDS. Right.
Yeah. It's like saying this. Like, if I put out there, hey, I think that Taylor Swift is gonna die in a week. And they're like, oh yeah, sure. You know, like, and then all of a sudden, like, yeah, why don't I just go? Yeah, exactly. Why don't you hire a hitman for $1 million and then get your payout? There's a bunch of hitmen, like, listen to this. And they're like, man, I'm in the wrong field. I gotta do this the right way. You know.
Yeah, the corruption would be insane.
Yes. So I don't think you're actually allowed to do that.
This is what happens whenever I take you all to Vegas for a bachelor party. Is now we all talk about betting every
okay.
The rest of our life. Yeah. Johnny and I are the only people who place bets. Yeah,
I know. I was like, wait a second,
Steven. You can't claim this one because we were talking last year while you were in California. We were already talking FanDuel bets before Vegas
for a while.
Yeah, I've been a gambler for quite a while now.
Yeah,
a lot of money.
Guys, so it's called polymarket.com. And so just one of the featured bets is, will Kamala Harris, I know it's Kamala, will she cast 13 or more tie-breaking votes in 2021? So you can say yes for 52 cents or no for 48 cents. So like stuff like
that. That's kind of dope.
That is sick.
Like one,
I kind of like that.
Another one is, will Squid Game remain the number one Netflix show in the U.S. okay, throughout the first week of October?
I was going to bring this up. Speaking of illegal betting, have you guys watched Squid Game?
Yeah. We're going to watch it tonight.
I watched the first 10 minutes of the first episode and hated it.
Oh my gosh, Steven, why?
When I was a son, I played this game.
Okay, that's not even the show. Steven, here's what you need to understand.
Steven hates being a son.
Listen to me. Okay, the reason the dialogue's weird is it's because it's a Korean show in the Korean language, and it's a voiceover.
Well, I know. I noticed that.
So it's a translation, so that's why it's not spot on.
No, I know. I noticed that.
Do they not have a dub version?
Even more,
like subtitle version, or whatever.
No. So it's they dub over it. But
do they give the option to do like sub? Like if I watch anime, I don't want to hear the English voice actors. I want to hear the Japanese voice actors with subtitles. Do they allow that?
I don't
know
if they give the option. I'm sure Netflix does.
Because I feel like that would be a lot better.
But Steven, you got to keep watching it because
You got to get to minute 12.
Here's the thing. I have watched like 3 Netflix series that are in another language and they dub it over to another English. And almost every time I don't like it because it massively subtracts from the enjoyment of the show.
Okay. But you should watch it because the concept is like The Purge and The Hunger Games and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't like those concepts that much. Like it was okay.
Yeah, it's all like Black Mirror stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a chance because Halea really wants to watch it, and she's like, "Ooh, it looks spooky," and she really wants to watch it or whatever. But I just think it looks really dumb. I'll give it a chance.
It's sick. It's sick.
Very low chance that I like it.
It was the first show I've binged since Queen's Gambit.
You gotta watch some good TV, then, man. You gotta get some good in your television.
I mean,
I've heard that it's the type of show that if you don't like. If you don't like the first episode, you're going to hate the series.
You know what's interesting? I just realized. Name what was like number one on Netflix like 2 years ago.
Stranger Things, season 2, 3.
I don't think it was, it might have been season 1 right now. Because it was like around this time, I guess.
Yeah. No. So season three came out in 2019 because I was in Seattle. It dropped over 4th of July weekend.
Steven thinks it's 2016.
Dude, wait, season 1 of Stranger Things came out in 2016?
That sounds right.
Long ago.
I didn't even like that show, but...
Jamie, pull it up.
Wait, fun fact, while Ben's looking that up, it is exactly 2 years ago we did our first podcast episode. We started the first episode in October of 2019.
That's so crazy.
And now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, why don't you answer us about taking it down?
It was
2016.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was really busy the last 2 days. And also I replied to Ben, but I only did like an emoji. I was just like did the okay fingers emoji. I just wanted to talk to you guys about like bringing it down. But let's talk about that afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to edit this podcast. I'm just going to upload it like tonight. Like after we're done, I'm just uploading it. So I'm not going to edit it.
So if you say anything bad, it will come to bite you. I just bought a car, guys.
Oh, nice. What kind?
Ooh, tell us more.
Okay, so I bought a 2008 Honda Accord. Actually, crazy story. So I was just like looking yesterday for a new car, and everything's like the used car market's up like 42%. And I've been like looking and stuff, and I found this car on Marketplace, $2,500 for it's like 200,000 miles or something like that. But like all the cars in its range for the same mileage and year are like running like $7,000. And I messaged a lady yesterday, and Messenger like went down today because of the whistleblower last night on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And so the lady didn't get any responses, right? And then all of a sudden, she had a ton of responses and had set up like 4 different meetings. And I said, I'll come right now because they were all planned for the next morning. And she didn't want to be alone while like I came and looked at the car at her house. But she saw on my Facebook page that I worked at a Bible camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, okay, I feel more comfortable with him coming. And so I like came over and like Livia prayed for her afterwards. And it was like like her husband had died a year ago or something like that. But anyway, we bought the car and she like messaged me that like Messenger was down. This was after the fact. Messenger was down. And then she had just told like right now 60 people in a day reached out to her about buying it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
You moved pretty quick.
I did move quick. I had to bite it. I had to jump on the opportunity. But
why was Messenger down?
Messenger was down because of the whistleblower on 60 Minutes last night.
What was the whistleblower?
Steven, it's like the biggest story. It's crazy.
I have not heard anything about it.
Instagram and Facebook were down for like 6 hours today.
Why?
No, what's the whistleblower?
What is this whistleblower?
What is the whistleblower?
Steven and I are like, guys, someone answer the freaking question.
Yeah, okay. Stop.
Did you know there was a whistleblower?
There's a whistleblower? What kind? What is the whistleblower?
Come on. Instagram was down for 6 hours. I think there was a whistleblower.
The whistleblower. The one that was on Drury Lane.
Gosh, dang it. Answer my question.
All right, stop. Just quit it. All right.
Okay.
So the whistleblower was a high-ranking Facebook executive that was basically – this person – started leaking information to the FBI for two big things. Number one, that Facebook actually didn't do anything to stop misinformation, particularly around January 6th. And apparently they may have even fed misinformation. And yeah. Two is that they basically knew that social media, Instagram, Facebook was really terrible for young kids' health, mental health, and they did nothing about it. And so this leaking information to the SEC and another government agency. And then basically there was a big reveal and it was like one of their top
executives.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what.
This doesn't shock me at all because there's literally a Netflix show that says this. And that was made like almost a year ago, I think.
Yeah, wasn't it found? Like, I was reading that in like 2019, Facebook knew that the majority of religious groups on, or like religious pages were being ran by like foreigners who had no religious affiliation. Like, it's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of common knowledge that a lot of this stuff has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and then also like, I think it's funny how like you bring up the point where, you know, like young kids are like it's not good for their mental health. And I'm like, well, yeah, duh. Like this is like, it's like giving your kids soda and being like, wait, or whatever. And like being like, hey, why is my kid not fit? You know, or something like that. It's like, well,
yeah, but it's not like, I guess, I mean, I agree with everything you guys are saying. I guess in this circumstance, it was really damning because it was coming from a high-ranking official. And I think it was kind of like, you know, I don't think it was like solid evidence, but...
Did you guys watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
No.
Dude, go watch it.
Ben, you haven't watched it?
No, because everybody talked about it and I felt like I watched it already.
Yeah, I think you did get the concept, but...
Yeah, you should watch it anyway. They do a really good job. Which this is the thing when I watched that is I felt really good about myself because I was like, I don't use any of this crap. I don't use Facebook. I don't use Instagram.
Hold on.
Yeah, but you use the internet. You use YouTube.
So I use DuckDuckGo. That's all I use.
You use YouTube.
Okay. Yes. No. I've told you guys
how. Talk bad about YouTube.
I'll talk bad about YouTube. I freaking hate YouTube.
Are you kidding me, man?
Dude, because I hate that I can't use anything else besides.
All right, hold on. Hold on. There are two more things that I want to say related to this Facebook whistleblower. So one is, and I think this is pretty obvious, is that she can't be held liable in court. Like basically like they can't go after her for whistleblowing. And two, this is really interesting. You get and not a lot of people know this, she will get a percentage of the fine that Facebook pays if they are fined.
Oh,
wow. Dude, so, I'll whistleblow straight up.
So I think all the other Facebook employees are probably kicking themselves because this woman could legitimately make $1 billion.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it really is crazy. I mean, how big is Facebook? Facebook's not a $1 trillion company, I don't think.
I don't know what their market cap is, but
I think it's over 100 billion though.
Facebook market cap is at I don't know. Give me a second too. Still, I don't know where its data is at.
Well, sorry, you started saying it like
980 billion right now.
Oh wow! So it is almost a trillion. It so is yeah, right so there. I mean, this woman could make bank. It's pretty interesting. It's worth following.
I hope that this is the beginning of social media's
holy cow,
losing power.
Oh, I would love that. It's not though, dude. No, you want to hear something that really? Oh my gosh, I was about to punch someone today. I read an article. Biden has an electric vehicle summit at the White House. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, and Tesla's not invited.
Yeah.
Wait, it's why?
Unions.
And
it's
not unions. No, it doesn't even end there. He gives a speech, and in his speech he says, I am proud of these companies for being the leaders in the EV market. What? Oh my gosh. It's so dumb, dude. And then Elon did an interview with a lady and was like, I don't like Biden. He's all about unions. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, it was, oh my gosh. That made me so mad when I heard that. But anyway.
That makes me happy to hear that.
But that Steven was mad, or
no? I'm just kidding. I'm
trying to play a devil advocate.
No, because every time I say anything, Steven, you pick the other side.
No, it's just like, are you literally?
That's why we have Johnny.
Oh man,
I mean that is frustrating because obviously Tesla is a leader in that space, but
yeah, whatever.
So real quick, is Biden not letting him come because he's like not for unions and Biden is that the reason?
That's
or is there something, I don't pay attention to Musk, obviously Tesla like you do, Steven, so I'm not
Musk sure. Is like, I don't know if this plays a role, but he's like canceled on the woke media.
Yeah, he's canceled on every, like not everything, but he, not many social movement groups like him very much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because he's not very like active. Like I don't know the whole picture, so I'm just like telling you that I know. But like, he doesn't play ball with like the political people. Like he told like basically California to go F themselves, and then a senator of California said F you, Elon, on Twitter. And yeah, so like he doesn't have any respect for politicians, for like a lot of government organizations. He said, I don't have any respect for the FCC, which I don't
FCC.
Either. And whatever the frick their algorithm is, name is. Yeah. I don't know. He just does not play ball with like the system whenever he's trying to get things done. So I think that might be why. But
hey, Johnny, what did you do for? Did you do anything for Mary's birthday? I know it was like a week or two ago.
We got a couples massage.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh, it hurt. It hurt bad, boy.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't know what this chick was doing, but man, she was just elbowing me the whole time, and like I was just like, just gotta bear it, you know. Yeah, wow. It was horrible. And so Mary had a great time. It was fun. But most importantly, our kid was in daycare, and so we had just the day to ourselves, which as a, you know, I know none of you guys have kids, and right now you guys get a lot of that time with your spouses, and for you, Steven, your fiance. But yeah, I think all other parents understand when getting that time without the kid can be very nice.
Pretty special.
Yeah. Like just getting a nap, you know, is like something that you kind of, you know, it's always funny what people will tell you, like right when you're having kids, because it'll be like, oh yeah, you won't go on as many dates to enjoy it. And they'll just say like all these different things. And you're like, oh yeah, whatever. Like we're still going to go on dates. I love my wife. And you right. do, but it's just different. Especially like in many ways. Yeah. I mean, we'll still try to go on dates and like, but like with Helen, like she's 2.5 and she's very much a 2.5-year-old. So right. She's going to like, hey, I want my food now. And like, it, and like, you can't really reason with a 2-year-old, you know, you could be like, hey, it's coming. And it's like, no, I want it now. And I'm going to scream. And so it's like, okay. Like, you know, what are you going to do? You know? So it, yeah.
Does it still,
we go on dates. But.
Johnny, does it still shock you that you look at Helen? You're like, you are me.
Yes.
put together.
No, yeah. So the other day, it was funny. I was like, we were walking to the park, Helen and I, and I remember like just watching her like observe like a tree or something like that, and like some of like the like things that fell from it, like sticks and like walnuts and other stuff. I don't know. But it was just really weird, like looking at her and being like, oh my gosh, like how would I want my father or my mother to treat me? You know, and like, am I doing that like for my kid? You know, and so, and yeah, it's just very weird to like, you know, just see the expressions from your kid, and you're like, oh gosh, that's literally like my smile or whatever.
That's my sass.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like it almost feels like a Black Mirror episode in a sense of like it just feels weird. You know, like how Black Mirror, you'll watch an episode and you'll be like, that's kind of weird and creepy and interesting. And that's kind of what it is sometimes being a parent, where you're just like, that's kind of weird and creepy. You have my face. What are you doing with my face? You know?
Yeah.
get back here. Yeah. No. Anyways.
Hey, Stila.
Wow.
Hey, Stila.
Oh, man. Wait, one last thing I didn't say about that Tesla thing. I mean, I don't want to talk about it. I just didn't say this detail. Johnny, they invited Ford, BMW, GM, and BMW. That's why I was upset.
They invited BMW twice?
They invited Ford, BMW, GM, and BMW.
Yep. There's two BMWs. Didn't know that? There's the real one and the fake one.
Awesome. VW, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's kind of – I do think that's interesting because – and look, I wouldn't say like I'm very up to the date with obviously the politics, especially when it comes to the energy crisis here. But I would say I remember when I was watching the debates between Biden and Trump, there was like this big emphasis from Biden, like, you know, hey, we're going to try to push for the electric car. We're going to try to like put all these stations up on highways so that, you know, people can charge their cars and have different and other things. And so, you would think, even if he's pissed off at Elon, you would still invite the guy because he's like the number one player in this situation.
Yeah, sold more EVs than any company ever combined. All companies combined, they sold more EVs than them.
Like, and I think that's the thing that kind of like is, I would say, like, again, I am literally just reacting to this from what you guys have said, but that part is kind of frustrating to me because you would think, hey, if you're all about like fixing this issue, you need to invite Elon. And then also, you're into politics. Like, there's plenty of people who are pissed off at you, but you still have conversations with. Like, that's literally politics.
That's your job, is to have the conversations with people that are pissed off.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%. So it's like when you're not doing that, then again, I have no idea. Maybe there was some reason that I don't know about, but I'm just saying it does on the surface here. This looks really weird. And stupid.
Yeah, so. There are things that Elon does that are fishy, the whole like cryptocurrency fishiness, but like when he says I have no respect for the FCC or whatever the heck it's called, SEC, that just makes me fall in love with him all over again. Cuz I know we need the SEC, but man, like,
hey, quick question.
What?
Do you guys think that global warming is real?
Oh boy.
No, I do.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think that, but I don't know to the extent that a lot of news media outlets make it out to be.
That's exactly what I'd say. Yeah. The older I'm getting, the more Yeah, go ahead. Like, what do you think?
So I don't know. I have a lot of
No, I'm waiting. I can't. I'm just interested in hearing you can't say.
Literally laugh before he says anything. He took a pause. He goes, idiot. Oh man, can't wait what this guy says. Gosh.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious to see like Luke's thought process and where this is coming from. Because Luke, you know, I don't know. Just go ahead, Luke.
I want Luke to have the most simple.
I want to hear what you're saying, Ben.
You know,
I was just like, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's interesting that in early 2000s, it was called global warming. Right. And now it's called climate change. Like, they're keep changing the narrative of what it's called. I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Second, I think that in 2001, like, what's his face? Who was running against George Bush?
Al Gore,
2000, I guess, not 2001. Yeah, Al Gore is very pro, like, climate change. Like, that was a movement at that time. I think that, I don't know if it's happening because I just don't know. But I do think that America is doing a lot to cut down its carbon footprint. As like you can tell from like 2012, like our emissions have like gone down like 12% or something. And like China and India and those countries like aren't being held responsible for it. I don't know at what extent it's like actually valid where it's like killing off species and like actually melting the polar ice caps, because like, I don't know, because I don't really trust a lot of things anymore just because everyone's like has different opinions on it and stuff. I think that it kind of just generally happening. But I think that in America, I think we're doing a lot better responsibly. But I also think that electric cars, they don't necessarily help because the plants that they're building them in are using, I mean, fossil fuels anyway. So it's like, I think it's just kind of a face to make it seem like it's a better thing.
Yeah, but, so that's definitely not a face. But do you feel like people attack
America? What do you mean it's not a face?
So that's what my parents are always talk about. They always say the same thing. And most people I hear say that you get electricity. Where do you get electricity? Burning coal. It's like, yes, we know. The idea of the EV is not that you're like, it's the shift. So like you can generate electricity from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different ways. You mm-hmm. really can only get energy from an internal combustion car from one, oil. That's it.
Right.
And so the idea with electric is you could do nuclear, you could do fusion, you could do
solar. Yeah.
Like that's the idea. And so it's which not
brings me, yeah. Which brings me to the point of, I think we should try and harness nuclear power for good. Finally.
Yeah.
Like and we have so many different plants.
With the, like, is it real? And what I think is like, I think that like, there's so many people out there that are the earth and science are their God. And if the earth and science are coming at you saying, I'm going to kill you because you're being bad to me, then they freak out. And so I think from a Christian point where the earth and science are not my God, and they are telling me that the earth is dying, it's like, yeah, tell me something I don't know, because my God tells me that the earth is dying anyway. But my God also tells me to take care of the earth. And I do see things that are dying in the earth because of me. Like the ocean being bleached is a real thing. Now it's not, people confuse that though, because it's not killing the reefs. Bleached reef just means the bacteria that gives it the color has been bleached and are dead. So the coral in the reef is still alive. It just needs the bacteria to come back to give it the color.
Yeah.
But is a big issue though, because like Halea, when she was in Mexico, they went scuba diving, whatever, and the reefs were just all white. And like, there's like tons of issues like that, and it's I think there's no real fix. I think that it's the overconsumption, the sin of the world that's driving the climate change, which makes perfect sense to bring about the end of the world. Like, what better reason for the end of the world than our own sin of overconsumption?
Hold on. Let me unpack this for a second. Okay, wait, hold on. What do you mean sin, first of all?
Like,
what do you mean sin is killing the world? Like I know in a spiritual sense, like, we live in a fallen world because of sin. But are you tying sin into climate change? I don't mean to laugh.
You can't laugh and answer the question at the same time.
In the most blunt, straightforward way, I'm saying climate change is the result of sin. Because think of this. If every person in America had a house they could afford below their means, had one car, they didn't need two, didn't eat over 5,000 calories a day, didn't live an American overconsumption life, like, you'd probably be a lot better. Honestly, like, we want way more than we need.
I'm just struggling to connect sin to climate change.
You could connect sin to just like anything you want, because you can sin
leads to AIDS.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
So like, ridiculous, right?
I mean, okay, so this is the thing. So then, like, I mean, yeah, it's like, you can lead sin to anything. I know.
I was joking.
I know. I'm just trying to make my point clear, because I spent a lot of time thinking about this actually lately. I know you can connect sin to anything with that logic, but I'm not making myself clear enough that it's like the reason. Trying to think of a good example. Like, okay, greed. I mean, it's a great one. Like, we often face the most detrimental economic crises because of greed, right? So that's a sin. But what's an economic crisis to have to do with the economy or the environment? But we emit the most greenhouse gases during great, like, big recessions. Like in 2008, there was like a big spike. Like you can research. Yeah, like
that's
whenever
dope, but, it, but okay, okay, that's not true though, because in 2020 we had like the least amount of green gases released in like the last 20 years.
But isn't that due to COVID? Like people
but doing technically
that. That'd be very unique. That's an exception, sure. Yeah. I mean and like but, I mean I'd be willing to be proved wrong. It's just there's a lot of data that shows when you hit a big recession.
To your logic, Stephen, does that mean you're sinning by living the lifestyle? Like your parents are sinning because they have two cars?
Yes. No, I don't look at it that way. But yes, I don't. I look at it as like you don't.
I work from home. I never have to use my car, but you know we have two anyway. So
you're not sinning, Johnny.
Oh, I'm definitely sinning. We have two cars. And we're only using one. So.
Okay, hold on.
Let me
talk about climate change.
Actually, that wouldn't even make any sense. Actually, if you think about it, why would you, if like having an overconsumption of cars? No. Actually, do think about this, Steven. It doesn't make any sense. I can't have both my cars running and I'm only driving one and no one's driving the other. Like, why would I have my second car on if I'm the only one using, if I'm the only one that's supposed to be using both cars? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
Hold on.
I'm more trying to get at a mentality. I'm not really trying to talk about like one exact.
Are you talking about like a materialistic?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but this like comes. But this comes from like again. You can apply this to everything, like war. I mean, war is the same thing. It's you want more than you already have. You know, I mean.
And why do like we? Why do we want more than we already have? And I.
But what? But what I'm saying is like this. You could apply what you're saying though. You could apply it to like every political issue you've ever wanted. I mean. Yeah, I mean, yes, of course, sin is going to drive basically almost every single thing in this world. It is the world.
Yeah, that's what I think. What I'm trying to say is like.
Yeah, so I wouldn't. I wouldn't say then. Sin is really pushing climate change because it sounds like sin is specifically pushing climate change and not other areas. When in general, you could just say sin is pushing everything.
No, it is because I mean, if you get down to the bare bones, every problem we have on Earth right now is sin. Like. It is like it would be a perfect world, right? It's like obviously the climate change is sin, but I feel like Christians don't often think of it as in the way of like exactly how it is sin causing climate change.
Sure.
I spent a lot of time thinking like, well, how is it? So I then think like, I think overconsumption is a huge mentality of human nature that's causing it. Because if we had a mentality of
that point makes more sense. So here's where I'm coming from it. One, I guess I have two things to say. One is this is something that I feel like is so complicated that I almost can't really have an opinion on because I'm not educated in this. I don't know. But I will say this, like common sense tells me that, you know, what man does to the world, like in certain instances can be unnatural, though. Like for me, that's not a very far jump logically to say, hey, it's really bad. Like, well, especially what we're doing to the ocean, reportedly, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But
I've seen it.
I don't really take a strong stance. I guess.
I mean, like,
although I am pro national park and like stuff like that. So like when people talk a bit about the environment, I love that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Does that make sense, Luke? Or Johnny?
Really? No, it definitely makes sense. I I've been thinking recently, this might take like a different direction about like modern architecture and how I think if this is to Steven's point, modern architecture in the United States is like kind of ruined a lot of like cities. I feel like just because like, if you go to England, like all those shops, or you go to like Germany or something, like all the shops and those little things that are in those like cool buildings that like whatever, they like look cool and they're like time, they stand the test of time. But all these things now that are like these gas station looking like strip malls, like with a bunch of random shops in them that no one goes to, I feel like we didn't think, and I think like stay with me on like how this pertains to climate change. I don't think those city planners like thought for the next 150 years. They thought for the next like 10 years because those are like now abandoned and out of date. Like I was watching this documentary about Detroit and like all these huge buildings that were like these ugly buildings that had businesses in them are all out because Detroit's like going in the tubes or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's super ugly. Like the remains of those cities are like horrible because it's like, it's not a beautiful, like, look at this Roman city with the cathedral and all this stuff. It's like Detroit looks stupid because there's 2 million people. Now there's 800,000 and we built quick. And it's just like, we built too much too quick and like not substantially. I don't know if that makes any sense how that relates, but I think I kind of understand Steven's part about like overconsumption where it's like not even, we didn't think long-term. It's just lame.
There's so much waste.
I don't know. I feel like Detroit's a hard example with that because Detroit just fell on hard economic times and is also high in crime. So I feel like with Detroit, it's almost like there are external factors other than like the buildings and stuff like that, like the greed. I don't think it's the greed that I don't really think.
We haven't had, like, I don't know what the first skyscraper is, but like, we haven't had 500 years of skyscrapers yet. So we don't know what that, the ruins are going to do to those cities, like how long those will last.
Yes, I see.
Well, they Does that make any sense? Modern technology.
So there's a plan for that, though. So within that, like, buildings have their lifetime, and then at a certain point, they need to be reinspected and then re-upgraded. So, like,
yeah, like it. Exactly. Like, this is, like, what were you going to say? Like, how can you, like, was England in 1700 thinking, I wonder what this is going to look like in 300 years? Like, is any civilization even has ever done this, though? You know, like, I don't know if it's an American thing or not, but.
Luke, a better example would have been like right now, there's a shortage of like aluminum. So all these companies are trying to cut corners because there's a shortage of aluminum cans. And
let me talk about cans.
I'm just saying that right now I can see what Luke's saying right now in the industry. There's just parts of it that are happening.
No, Johnny, I know what you're saying too. I've been thinking recently about like specifically about like architecture and how like Midwestern architecture kind of blows. And I was just kind of pissed about it because I'm just saying like strip malls, like those are ugly buildings. And I was just thinking like long term. Like, it's probably the cheapest route, but I don't know. It doesn't look good after people leave.
Ben, like, when you were in L.A., didn't you notice, like, the buildings looked a little different?
I mean, yeah, there are definitely different types of architecture. I mean, I agree. I don't know if that
really proves the Luke point. I understood what he was saying about architecture. I just didn't. Yeah, I think I agree with you more, Johnny, that it wasn't a great example, Luke, but I get your point.
The idea is this, though. Okay, so
let me give you a better example. Aluminum cans.
The idea is this, though. Like, I believe it's called the Mills. Is that the mall in St. Louis that closed down?
I think we're on the same page.
Okay, so like in the Mills, like it was good. They had like this idea of making like another like big mall. It was going to be pretty cool in many ways, but. I mean, honestly, they kind of build a little bit too close to North County and nobody wanted to go up there. So with that being said, it closed down. Now, but let's just go a different route. Let's say it was very successful. And let's say it's 100 years from now. They're probably going, if it's a very successful strip mall, like they're probably going to update it to make it look better and better, though. Like, I imagine, I doubt they're going to be like, hey guys, we have all this money, you know, let's just keep it looking like it's, you know, 100 years old. So my thought is like, and I have no idea how you would do that with a skyscraper. That would probably scare the living crap out of me if I had to work in like a, you know, 80 story skyscraper or something like that. And they're like, hey, we're going to update the, you know, the 62nd floor today. Like, hopefully, you know, you don't die, you know, like, what I don't understand the process, but, and I do know also, In Europe, they are trying to update some of these buildings, but there is a lot of like weird rules in what you can and can't do to update it because you still need to preserve the integrity of like the culture. But they are obviously like, I would feel extremely uncomfortable living in a house that's 300 years old that hasn't been updated because I'd be like, you know, why am I paying?
No, I totally understand what you're saying. That makes sense. I know, mine was, I had such a bad example. I'm just,
I will say, well I will say, I do think when you're like, when you do look at European like buildings in general, I think they look a lot nicer with the design than American buildings. I think what you're trying to say is America kind of literally was like, hey, what's the cheapest way we can do it? Let's make a square, and who cares? It can look butt ugly and or whatever, but we just want to open up our shop, and however cheap we can do that, let's do that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was saying. And I don't know exactly how it pertains to, I was just kind of saying that in regards to like overconsumption, we just like threw up a bunch of buildings and yes. like yes. we had a constant theme, which is like strip malls. And that's what happened in like the 80s. And I just think now, because we had such like a, I don't know if it was economic boom or something. It's just like, we just like America's so big geographically that like, I mean, that's probably all we could have done. Like, we can't do these little cities and little towns or whatever. That's kind of what I was saying. It's just like, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. Like, China did that with their Belt and Rail initiative. Boat and Rail. Whatever. Belt and Rail.
I was like, Belts and Rails, man. Let's go. Trains and boats.
No, but they did that. They did not do due diligence of researching economically feasible rail train routes. So they just built a bunch, and there's a bunch of abandoned train.
Right.
Because they didn't research like, will this actually make money? Didn't, so they just abandoned it and stuff like that. Like, that's kind of what you're saying, is that like you have to build not just for the next like 5 years. You kind of got to be like, okay, we're 5,000 population, we need to build this many homes because people like have maybe two homes, so let's build 10,000 homes.
This is literally what I always think of, though, whenever I'm like going downtown somewhere, there, especially a downtown I've never been to for the first time, because I'm always like, what were they thinking with these roads? Like, it's super easy to get lost. There's so many different turns or whatever. And I'm like, who thought of this? And it's like, hey, we have this little city, and hey, we're gonna maybe expand a block. Okay, let's just add a random road, and they just do that 1,000 times, and it looks like crap.
Yeah, well, because you can't leapfrog that. You can't leapfrog
exactly. That. Yeah.
And the thing that's funny is because that actually does turn into climate change, because there are countries that like that are low GDP, and that we want those low GDP countries to leapfrog the bad technologies that emit greenhouse gases and just do what we're doing now. But the thing is like, they can't leapfrog like that. I watched a Netflix explained about it. That's why I knew it.
I also think that a lot of people believe or will believe anything there is to say about climate change because they want to save the world. It sounds like a really good purpose. Like, especially if you're not a Christian, like it, or aren't religious in any way, it is, hey, I get to be Batman today. I get to be Superman. I get to leave my mark, especially in a, like in today's age where, you know, we have what, 7 billion, 8 billion people or so on this earth. Like, how in the world am I going to leave my mark? Right. Well, hey, maybe I can be part of, you know, the like generation. Yeah, exactly. So I think that that's also, you know, you have a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, we got to save the planet because I want to save it. Like, they want to be the knight in shining armor.
Another reason I think I think about it a lot recently is because I like to play things out of what are people going to think? Like, how do you rationalize a bunch of people disappearing and the world going through all like the trumpets and bowls that the Bible talks about? And I like to think that, like, well, people disappearing, aliens, and then the world having hail and earthquakes, global warming. So it's kind of like everything in the Revelation you can read and be like, oh, well, there's explanations for it now in the way the culture is. Why is everybody muted?
I'm not.
Oh, Johnny and Luke are muted.
I'm eating a brownie.
Oh, nice. Wait, to switch topics a little bit, did I tell you guys about what my thoughts were about that Nikola Tesla, everybody gets free electricity, way a long time ago?
No.
Okay, so this is a quick thought that I had that was pretty weird. So Nikola Tesla wanted to do a big satellite, basically, that emitted wireless electricity to every house, where Edison wanted to wire houses up, like, through wires, right?
Yeah.
So the crazy thing is looking back at it now, which in the time it was a great idea, because now we're starting to do that, like wireless charge your phone, wirelessly give electricity through all different ways. But the thing is, if he had done that, and given wireless electricity to
we'd all free electricity.
No, well, yes, it was like free electricity, but the problem is, if you were to build a circuit when that system was up, it would instantly fry the circuit. So you would never develop microchips, any kind of computer chip. There'd be no computers because they instantly would have been fried. We would have had to redo our whole electrical grid if we had gone with that electrical system. So then I thought, what if there are technologies that we decided to go with that have kept us from other better technologies?
It's a good thought.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
I know. Isn't that weird to think about?
Electric cars. Yeah. Stupid idea.
Oh, electric cars should have been the beginning. I don't know. We shouldn't have gone with that instead of internal combustion. It was just the industry was where it was. And because I think electric cars are superior to internal combustion. I know that's not popular. But I disagreed with my roommate in college. Didn't like that thinking when I said that.
Which
Kevin?
Yeah,
he Kevin?
Daniel Jones?
He has good points. I'm not bashing Kevin. Like, it's, I get it. There are good points for internal combustion. There
okay. Points. Okay. I just wanted to ask, are you guys following with what's going on with Taiwan and China?
China and Taiwan, yeah. There's so much
about military. how they're preparing for war.
Yeah. Have you do you
how
know
is how that many? Not how is that not a bigger story? Like, I don't understand.
No, it is. I've been seeing it all over my news.
It's been well, Luke, Johnny, have you heard about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason why it's not as big of a story is because it's far away. Oh, no. I mean, things can happen. I mean, look at Tiananmen Square, you know, the late 80s? I mean,
yeah.
Stuff can happen.
Like, yeah, and, or will. Whatever. The other, yeah, there's...
It's just not going to be big because there are like 5 to 6 superpowers that have a massive amount of Navy in the area and to support Taiwan if anything happens.
Yes.
It's crazy. Like, Weaver there, Australia is there, Germany is there, Great Britain is there, Japan is there.
Still, China.
No, China can't do anything to Taiwan right now.
China's pretty strong.
I mean, it's just the posturing that is.
Yeah.
So do you know what's going on? So basically, like, Taiwan has this airspace that's a no-fly zone.
They're flying through and to waste money.
All day. Uh-huh. Like, they're doing it more and more and more. Like, they did, like, they flew 57 aircraft into their no-fly zone.
Yeah, and like, every time Taiwan has to mobilize their aircraft.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. It's just kind of freaking, it's just...
There are ways to stop that, though. Like now that there's a bunch of military supporting Taiwan there, they can do the same thing to China. They can push back on China. Like, it's a tick, whatever, what is that saying? It's a tit-for-tat situation.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it to really speak authority.
Yeah. And I don't really, I mean, I was just, I sound it's just been, but. Well, I mean, it's just been on my mind. I'm like, and it's just, I've just been watching it, but.
I know. When I started following it when it was like us and one or two other countries that first sent a significant amount. Cause we sent a bunch of aircraft carriers before we sent, like, there were two times we sent initial ones and then we sent like a million jets and another aircraft carrier over there. But like,
Steven,
what?
Are you familiar with ARM?
No.
Ben, you're familiar with ARM?
No, what's ARM?
So ARM is, Johnny, are you?
No.
Okay, so ARM is like our new, I think the new Apple computer is, it's like the new artificial intelligence computing system. ARM is like based out of Britain. You guys hear about that?
Ben, you know about ARM. You showed me a video of it.
Yeah. So they basically sold 51% of their stake this past year to China. And China was going to be like a joint venture with them. But instead, they just took over all of their. Basically all of their data and all of their like engineering and all of their software and their processes, and then they just rebranded it and renamed it, because whenever a Chinese company owns something, it's also owned by the state. And ARM is like our leading It's like our leading artificial intelligence thing. Like the new Apple computer is like has ARM. It's like run by ARM processing. That's why it costs like $50,000. It's like the future of the world. And now China has like there's a word for it where you have like control.
Authoritarian control.
No, it's something control. But basically, they have complete control over it now because they own 51% of the company. Isn't that insane?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so they like they stole their like their IP basically.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But legally. Mm. Legally.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So they. Yeah. So it's yeah, it's like pretty insane. And they've done that a few times. China has to. Different companies because these companies are like, well, we're going to get a huge payday. China paid them $700 million to own 51% stake. And now they own all of the, I forgot the word, but yeah, it's pretty intense.
Like China, I think, is, wow.
China is the bigger deal than any other country, in my opinion. I think in 2008, in the real estate crisis, I think Chinese state run. Like the Chinese state sent billionaires over to buy up United States property in 2008. I think they own a lot of real estate, more than we think, and more control of the United States than we think.
Mm.
But intellectual property is the word I was thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to end the recording.
Thank God.